You're listening to Gospel for Grampian Community Radio for North East Scotland. Engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome along to Gospel for Grampian. It's the Community Elements Show, and in just a moment it'll be Brian's good news for this 2nd of August. Now, also in the show today, we'll be mentioning once again the Allotment Market store, and just to let you know about some of the veg and fruit that they have at very reasonable prices, down available at Duthie Park, at Seton Park and Victoria Parks here in Aberdeen. And it'd be great to think that this would be extended elsewhere in the Shire too, but even the excess from the Allotment Market store goes to helping the local food bank. That's Seafine Community Food Initiatives Northeast, and so that people can actually buy good quality fruit and veg at very reasonable prices. So we'll be thinking a little bit about that. The other thing we're going to be picking up on, a little bit of recycling as well, because this last weekend on Sunday was the Environment Day down at Duthie Park, and I was down there floating about between about three stores. One of them was the Aberdeen and District Beekeepers Association, and tomorrow I'll be up and away with Brian himself. He'll be coming up with me to the Turriff Show, and we might be able to have a little chat with some of the beekeepers and taking the Street Sounds mic with us up to the Turriff Show and see what we can find there. And we might find some other new initiatives which we'll be able to report on. So next week's show will have a great variety of it, of things coming from the Turriff Show. So it'll be interesting. Do tune in for that. Also coming up here on Gospel for Grampian, the Community Elements Show, in future weeks we're going to be having a proper interview with folks from the Aberdeen City Council Recycling Service, particularly talking about recycling of compost, being as that there is a charge due to be introduced at the start of September, a charge of £30, and once you've registered and paid, you'll then get a sticker for the front of your bin, and then that will be available to you can use that then not only for food refuse, which is a statutory right, and the food is emptied, bin is emptied for free there, but non-statutory is garden waste, and garden waste will then be able to be emptied directly from your house, and you won't have to go to the recycling centre. But there is, thank goodness, a recycling centre at Hazelhead. And I took some garden waste along there. That's along Hazelhead Avenue. Anyway, we're coming on now to Brian's good news. This is Gospel for Grampian. Good afternoon. Welcome along to this Community Elements show here on Gospel for Grampian. We have Brian, and it's time for Brian's good news. Now, Brian, a little bird tells me, or maybe not, that you've been building sandcastles.
No. How on earth will you get that very false idea?
Other people have been building sandcastles, and I'm sure you'd like to be there among them.
I will give that second thought.
Yes. Anyway, Brian's good news.
Organisers have hailed the success of a North East Town Scottish Week, providing family fun and activities from a bake-off to donkey rides. Peterhead Scottish Week drew to a close yesterday after enjoying some scorching sunshine for the 58th annual festival. The event featured all kinds of attractions and activities for both young and old. Karen Day, chairwoman of the organising committee, said, "It was fabulous. It was the biggest parade we've ever had and the biggest crowd." Peterhead Scottish Week is all about bringing the community together and bringing tourism, but more importantly, bringing all the different aspects of our heritage together. In 1961, there was a call went out to all Scottish towns to do a Scottish Week. We're the only town to have kept it going all these years. Peterhead always do it bigger and better than anywhere else. Karen said there was a whole host of different shows, events, competitions, stalls and other attractions put on throughout the week, ensuring there was something for everybody. She said, "We've got the Buchan Queen and two princesses. They become the ambassadors of the town for the week. All sorts of different charities get involved. We've got the Peterhead Bake Off, a dog show, a cat show and a raft race. It comes to a head on the Saturday with the carnival parade. The floats this year were outstanding. It brings people together that wouldn't normally be together. Among other attractions at the Scottish Week were a Taste of Peterhead event and a picnic in the park which saw 600 people attend. A sandcastle competition and donkey rides also added to the draw, as the event made the most of the summer weather. And as well as locals, the festival brought in tourism from further afield, with some people travelling from as far as Portugal and Hungary to take part." A woman who lost her mum, sister, niece and aunties to cancer has received a national award. Nancy Colley was named an Honorary Fellow by Cancer Research UK in recognition of 30 years of dedication to the charity. She was presented with the award at the Flame of Hope Awards in London. Nancy, from Rosharty, has volunteered at the charity's Fraserburgh shop since 1990. The 67-year-old said, "I love working in the Cancer Research UK shop and many of the staff have become great friends. If by helping at the shop, till and fundraising, I can fund vital research into cancer, it's worth it." Nancy's mum, Rosie Ewan, died in 1976, and Mrs. Ewan's sisters, Bunty Midler and Gladys Massey, also died of the disease. And then, in 1991, Nancy's sister, Rosie Borthwick, died aged 40. It was found the woman in her family had the BRCA1 gene, which increases the likelihood of developing certain cancers. Nancy has had yearly scans after testing positive and remains cancer-free. But in 1999, her niece Angela Ewan died of leukemia, age 13. Nancy said, "I don't want any other family to go through what our family has faced. My own mum was only 44 when she died. She was so young, and I feel sad when I think of the many special family moments she didn't live long enough to be there for." For one talented North East runner, the Great Aberdeen Run will mark another key milestone in her athletics career. Aberdeen-born Grace Whelan grew up in Faulkabers and only returned to the city last year when she began her BSc in Immunology and Pharmacology at Aberdeen University. She is gearing up to take part in the Simply Health Great Aberdeen Run on August 25th. The 18-year-old, who was awarded a four-year Quita Sheaves Athletics Scholarship to help fund her studies, said, "I'll be running wearing the number 1495 as a tribute to the university. I'm very grateful to have been chosen, and wearing the number 1495, the year of the university's foundation, is my way of saying thanks." Grace, who has five sisters, including a twin, already has a formidable number of podium places under her belt and has been competing since she joined Murray Road Runners as an eight-year-old. Since then, she has represented Scotland seven times and has clocked up numerous achievements closer to home. Grace also won the British Under-17 Mountain Running Championships in 2016, aged 15. As well as two Scottish hill running titles. Her real breakthrough on the track came in 2017 when she came second in the Scottish School's 1500 metres. Last year saw Grace represent the Scottish University's team in cross country for the first time, as well as winning two North District cross country titles. She said, "I'm hoping to break my 10k personal best in the Great Aberdeen Run. It's currently 40 minutes 52 seconds set a few years ago." Grace has only been doing local events this year as she rebuilds her fitness after a knee injury. Her training includes strength and conditioning and gym work, as well as swimming. The Great Aberdeen Run event includes a family run open to everyone over the age of three, as well as the 10k and half marathon. Runners will take in the sights of Union Street out to the coast, where they can enjoy views across the North Sea. There will be bands playing at the event, along with members of the public cheering on participants along the route. Visit greatrun.org to sign up. A children's charity has told of its joy at welcoming new volunteers. Charley House, which supports children and young people with complex disabilities and or life-limiting conditions, held a pilot training programme for new recruits. The volunteers will now be able to work with children and families across the North East. Those who took part received training in several different specialist areas, including child protection, and communicating with children with disabilities and bereavement support. They were presented with completion certificates at the end of their session. Lee Ryrie, Children and Family Support Manager at Charley House, said, "We are thrilled to have our first group of volunteers complete this specialist training, and we look forward to introducing them to our families in the coming weeks and months. We run a range of fully accessible clubs and activities throughout the year, with even more activities taking place during the summer months to support families during the school holidays. We rely on our volunteers generously giving their time to help deliver these activities and services, and we are incredibly grateful for their support." Charley House is currently undertaking an £8 million fundraising campaign called the Big Build Appeal. It hopes to build a specialist support centre in 4 acres of ground at Woodend Hospital after receiving the backing of NHS Grampian. There are more than 1,500 children in the North East living with complex disabilities and or life-limiting conditions who could benefit from the centre. Volunteers support Charley House throughout the year on a regular and ad hoc basis. The charity put out an appeal earlier this year for people to join their pool of supporters, which could simply mean giving up an hour or two to man a stall at an event. Anyone interested in volunteering is asked to contact volunteer@charleyhouse.org.uk or call 01224 313333. And we have an appropriate scripture text this week taken from John chapter 4 and verse 24. "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."
Amen.
Amen.
Indeed. Excellent, Brian. Can I thank you very much for the good news stories? And it sounds like quite a thing to be able to go up to Peterhead for their special Peterhead Scottish Week.
They've obviously put a great deal of effort into this because they've been doing it for 68 years.
For 58 years.
Sorry.
Indeed. For 58 years, but it's celebrating what Peterhead is about, mm-hmm, and keeping it going. That is quite something.
They're obviously very proud of their area and deserve the opportunity to put on this show to draw attention.
And to get more visitors and to get local people involved to help them to celebrate. That's a good thing.
Very true.
Certainly more from Charley House. It seems to be in the news almost every single week, Brian.
They do. I have to be careful that I don't overplay them.
But on the other hand, they do a really good job.
Excellent.
But I'm sure they're mindful of that too. But it's good to keep these things alive, keep these things coming. And then you've got Cancer Research UK, that's in the news, and there's a lady having worked there and raised money for, and even getting a national award, 30 years of work and fundraising work towards
that. That really is what I call dedication.
Yes.
But she is doing it because she wants to help.
And because she's had so many people. She has been directly affected.
Oh, very much so.
By people who have this gene, and I don't know how it works out, but the people have a gene, and it makes them a lot more susceptible to cancers. And so it's a good positive response to something which is really tragic, that people lose their lives so quickly, and you can never tell mm-hmm. how quickly or what may happen in the future.
And Nancy really deserves this award as well. It's a real recognition of the efforts that she has put in. But I believe she doesn't really take it that she is getting it for herself. She's getting it for the cancer patients.
Yes. So now she's fully committed. And then we've got Grace running and celebrating the university, her university, Aberdeen University.
Yes.
I didn't realise that it started in 1495, but that is apparently the case.
Well, we've learned something today.
Yes, we have.
And she's doing a great service to them as well. And the list of achievements that she's already got is phenomenal.
You know, yes.
Much better than I ever had.
Although, don't knock yourself, you had some pretty good...
Yeah.
Each person, if they put their mind to it, can have some amazing achievements in their lives and do indeed so much good.
Dedication is a very important word when it comes to any achievement.
Well, it is. Always remember, well, some listeners may well remember a programme called Record Breakers. Record Breakers was a programme on the BBC. It was for children's television. And there was a gentleman called Roy Castle. His widow, Fiona Castle, still does some great work. It's a great charity work. But he always... He actually sang the intro for the Record Breakers. And one of the phrases was dedication. That, you know, that's what you have to have, you know, if you want to be a record breaker. And that is really throughout life, dedication is what you have to have. We have to have dedication to keep running this station.
Well, that's true.
And we will get there, but...
It's worth it, isn't it?
Yes. Brian, can I thank you very much for that? I think we have covered all the news stories for today. But well done to everyone. Well done to Peter Head. Well done indeed to
Fraserburgh,
well done to Nancy Colley, and well done to Charlie House.
Exactly.
Yes. Right. Can I get you to do the scripture, please?
Willingly. From John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen. Brian, can I thank you very much, and we'll see you back again the same time next week.
We'll look forward to that.
Yeah. Right, a quick second community element, and thanks to Brian for coming in. Second community element, we're going to be picking up on Tams at the allotment market store, and just to let you know where you can pick things up and what fruit and veg is available and freely available in the parks this week. Well, Fridays from 9:30 to 1400, that's this week, next week, and all the way through to into October. That's in the Winter Gardens in Duthie Park, 9:30 to 1400. Seaton Park by the Fountain on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1300. And Saturdays, tomorrow, you can go to Victoria Park by the Fountain, 11 p.m. to 1300. Early Fruit and Veg is coming through now, and they're looking out for help on Thursday afternoons for veg collection. So if you can get a few spare hours, in fact, if you have an allotment and you work an allotment in Aberdeen, there's several allotment areas around Aberdeen, do get in contact with TAMS. Now, the vegetables that are available at the moment is cauliflower, chard, broccoli, lettuce, herbs and horseradish. These are in a green text, which I take it means a lot of it available. Beetroot is coming along, and that's kind of in ready purple, whether that means there's not such a lot of it at the moment, but there will be in the future. There's also broad beans available, gooseberries, artichokes, black and red currants. There's also raspberries, potatoes, rhubarb, and says much, much more. There's also recipes on their website, and in future weeks we'll pick up on some of those recipes that you can actually use. Go and buy yourselves a whole carry bag of veg, and it won't really cost probably much more than about £5 or £6. If you've got a family, well, it's certainly going to be well worthwhile doing something really special with that. And of course, you can go out into the wilds, and certainly at the moment, the raspberries are coming out, and you'll find lots of raspberries. But as I say, don't forget the allotment market store, and they do a great service making sure as well that some of the excess, even from the allotment market store, goes through to help those out at Sea Find, the Community Food Initiatives North East. Right, so that's the second community element. The third community element is something that Brian highlighted with his good news. And I'm also going to just pick up on some of the work of Cancer Research UK. And I think really, unless you go to their website, you're not really going to know about some of the amazing things that they actually do. Now, I find myself getting really quite excited when I see this. Tumour liquefying microbubbles, the UK's first convergent science centre, has officially launched. Scientists are reimagining ultrasound technology to develop a treatment that can liquefy cancer cells in the body using microscopic bubbles without the need for invasive surgery. And this is part of the new £13 million Cancer Research UK Convergent Science Centre at the Institute of Cancer Research and Imperial College London. So this was announced this last Monday, and there's a picture there showing their tumour promoting pink and tumour suppressing blue immune cells being tracked using new technology. Cancer Research UK is bringing together scientists from two of the UK's foremost academic research institutions under the leadership of renowned cancer experts, Professor Paul Workman from the Institute of Cancer Research in London and Professor the Lord Ara Darzi from Imperial College London. And their shared vision for a centre dedicated to convergent science, integrating the knowledge, methods and expertise from different scientific disciplines. This enables beams at the centre to work together in completely new ways to speed up scientific discovery and innovation. And in one project at the centre, a team of biologists, physicists, engineers and clinicians are exploring whether a specialised therapeutic version of ultrasound called histotripsy could be adapted to destroy pancreatic tumours located deep within the body. The team will use tightly focused, high-frequency sound waves to target and break apart cancer cells with the aid of microbubbles. The sound waves cause the microbubbles to expand and contract rapidly, putting a strain on the cancer cell and breaking it apart into harmless fragments to be reabsorbed into the body and expelled through natural processes. The researchers hope that by using this technology, the size of a tumour could be gradually reduced as they move the focal point of the sound waves around, like chipping away at it with a tiny hammer until all cancerous tissue is destroyed. In another project, researchers are fine-tuning a technique originally developed to explore anti-immune diseases such as multiple sclerosis to look at the activation of immune cells within a tumour in real time. Cancer experts and bioinformaticians are working together to investigate how the delicate balance between tumour-killing and tumour-promoting immune cells can tip as cancer evolves, and it's hoped that this technology could be used to gain better understanding of why immunotherapies work for some patients but not for others. Michelle Mitchell, Chief Executive at Cancer Research UK, said, "Although we are making great strides in the treatment of some cancers, survival remains stubbornly low for others, such as pancreatic cancer. If we are to make any real progress for patients, we need to take bolder and more creative approaches to research." Anyway, this is broadly where your money goes into, and you can actually help and help fund the researchers and together develop new ways of clinicians working together to actually beat cancer. It's their strapline is "Together we will beat cancer." So, for example, you can help out by donating, make a donation, joining an event, get involved in your local area, give time by volunteering. And that's what this lady, Nancy Colley, has been doing, which Brian highlighted in his story. And she was given a fellowship, really, an honorary fellowship of cancer research for her great work in Fraserburgh. And it's something that she felt led to do because so many of her family, the female members of her family, have been affected as a result of cancer. And it's worthwhile reckoning that quite often you won't necessarily know or care until something happens close by to you. Then, yes, it will suddenly flag it up. But we're highlighting these things and saying that cancer research is doing a great job. So it's cancerresearchuk.org is their website. And in just a little while, probably in about a couple of hours, you'll be able to see the Brian's Good News coming up through our website. And that post will be available for you to look at. The other community element that we're going to be thinking about today is ABBA necessities. This is something that Brian raised last week, and I think it's worthwhile going on with today as well. So we'll catch up on that and then go on to some great music. This is Gospel for Grampian, and just to also let you know this evening that our Power Hour, the theme is Do Not Deceive Yourselves. More about that later. In the meanwhile.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Gray. You're tuned into Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for communities around Scotland, living life to the full and embracing the unconditional love of God. Tune in on iTunes, tune in radio, and on your mobile. And God bless you always, and pass on the smile He gave you to someone else today.
Now, let's go on to our second community element, and this is ABBA necessities, which Brian had highlighted today during the programme. This was the charity based in Dice that is endeavouring to make sure that children who are and families who are least able to afford it are given school uniforms, PE kit to help out so that they are not going to be excluded from doing sport. So the aim of ABBA Necessities, which is also on Facebook as well, as a website, www.abbanecessities.co.uk, the aim is to support local underprivileged families in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire with essential items they need to care for their babies and children. ABBA Necessities accepts the donations of nappies, wipes and children's toiletries. Also delighted to accept nearly new clothes up to the age of 12, toys and equipment. And the only plea they say is that it is obviously clean and in a condition that you would be happy for your own children to use. Their office is at Craigievar House, Howe Moss Avenue, Kirkhill Industrial Estate in Dice. And that's in Aberdeen, AB21OGP. Now, they're open on Tuesdays 11 a.m. to 1:45 p.m., Thursdays 11 a.m. to 1:45 p.m., and also on Fridays 11 a.m. to 1:45 p.m., during our volunteer days at the weekend as well. Do send a message to let them know you're coming, if the door is locked, of course, they don't want to miss you. There are also other drop-off points at CAN at Alton's, the Toll Booth Pub in Ellen, Leanne Strachan Childminding in Rothy Norman, the Dolphin Fish and Chip Shops in various places. Do let them know if you'd like to drop items off, and they can advise you of days and times. The kind donations do stay in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, and they distribute them to local underprivileged families so they can meet the needs of their babies and children. Now, how else can ye help? Well, you might like to share the page and tell your families, friends, colleagues, in fact, anyone you know who might be interested in supporting them. You can volunteer, and they post regular dates for volunteers to come and join at the office. Do keep an eye out if you're interested in joining the team for a few hours. Jobs include organising donations, collecting donations for distribution and cleaning items. And of course, there's always time for a cup of tea, a biscuit and a natter. Well, I would agree with that. Join a knitting group. Yes, there's an Aber Necessities knitting group, which is in the early stages of starting. And if you're interested in joining that group, then also join the group page for further information. All knitted items will be given to babies, and it's an extra special way to help. If you can't knit, beginners are more than welcome. You can fundraise for them, and they do receive desperate calls from professionals who are working with families in crisis, meaning they need help right away. And Aber Necessities are able to support them very quickly. If they don't have the correct items in stock, they buy them and try to deliver within 24 hours. Your funds are critical to offer this assistance to families when they need it most. And if you have any other ideas on how you can help or support, they're always delighted to hear. And support has always been overwhelming throughout the last year. Thank you very much. Keep spreading the word and ensure babies and children in the local communities have the essentials to thrive. Today, tomorrow and always. A hashtag no child should go without. Very, very good indeed. Now, if you want to find out more about them, they are registered charity, SC048788. That's 048788 with SC in front of that. You can call 07718224046. This is indeed Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. And listening to us is very much a necessity in itself. Let us continue on with some more good news stories and community elements. Well, one of these good news stories is our new newsletter, which will be coming out in the next few days. For July 2019, the highlights are summer reflection. During the last 12 months, we've been working to make ourselves more visible and doing more with current resources. So we've got two radio mics, which have been providing extra flexibility to our event recording ability, an actual fact. Just to mention that this coming Sunday, Gospel for Grampian will be along at Hebron Church for the Christian youth camps. They've been having youth camps away in the Kenngorms area, and they'll be all coming back again and making a celebration of that. Gospel for Grampian will be there to capture some of the atmosphere, capture some of the singing, some of the speakers as well, all of the speakers in fact, and we'll be there with a street science mic and other mics and try and get a good recording of that. And that particular recording will be going out on Saturday, the 10th of August at 7 p.m. in the evening. So we've also been very pleased because in the last quarter between April and June, we've reached 124 countries around the world, and so I've got a map. I beg your pardon. I've got a map next door, and on it, but quite a few drawing pins of different colours. But the dark blue ones, in particular, show those countries where at least over 50 listeners have been listening in each country, and in some cases, well, up to over 3,000 listeners have been listening, even as far as the Faroe Islands and right down to Australia and Japan and North America and Brazil. We thank you one and all for tuning in, and we invite you to tune in much, much more in the future and let other people know about the wonderful news, a wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. Now, This is actually the highest amount of listeners in different countries for several years. One possible factor is that we are broadcasting the message of the gospel in different languages. John 3:16, for God so loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. The heart of your gospel is that everyone can take ownership of the gospel for themselves. Now, something we've started up recently, prayer works. Well, prayer does work, but works, W-O-R-X, it's not an accidental misspelling, but a growing network of interceders from all denominations around the world who are uniting and using WhatsApp social media to post prayer, praise reports and relevant scriptures to encourage each other and most importantly demonstrate a faith in the living God, Elohim Chaim. Christ tells us to pray about everything. We are starting to see answers to prayer because this was set up only the other weekend. I would love more people on board and also to help us to manage this resource to reach very many more people. Our podcast downloads have reached 11,200 and we regularly reach listeners in over 15 countries every month with our podcasts. So, for example, we have excerpts from Gospel Cafe. Your Gospel in Crambo. Yes, we have Your Gospels, which are recorded, John 3:16 in the different languages, and that happens to be in Crambo. Some of our community elements, or the spoken community elements, will go in as podcasts, as and when I get time to do that. Community elements, for example, bees, pollinators, yes, these are some of the other things that we do. Power Hour as well. 19th of July, love each other the same way as I've loved you. And tonight's Power Hour will be no exception. Do not deceive yourselves, and that will be available this evening later on. We've also been able to broadcast the Fisherman's Praise from the Salvation Army Citadel. Gospel for Grampian has been really quite busy, and we would love you to get in touch with us through Facebook, that's Gospel for Grampian, Twitter, @Gospel for Grampian, in fact, Gospel 4 as well, email info@g4g.org.uk, or phoning 01224 898 008. And did you know you can now tell Alexa, or indeed your smart speaker, to say, Alexa, play TuneIn Radio, Alexa, play Gospel for Grampian, and she will do that. Coming soon to your smart speaker, phone, tablet, or computer will be the Christian Youth Camp. I've just mentioned that one, Hebron Church, 10th of August, 7 p.m. Now the street sounds will be there. To tune in, all you have to do is to go to... in fact, listen.g4g.org.uk. This is Gospel for Grampian. And now after all these notices, you'll be ready for some music. So we're going to be going on with Math.U, my calling master radio edit. We're putting on some new music right now as I speak. And that will be for the Gospel, Best of Gospel shows, and the music from different artists and from the Gathers as well. So listen out for that one in future days and weeks. And yeah, may I just also say thank you for all those who get in contact with us. We love to hear more from you. Do let us know what you think of our programs, and we also hope that we're going to get more people on board to help us to take the gospel to the people. Make it relevant to your community. Tell your community about the wonderful news of the gospel, about the station, and work with us to actually bring the gospel to life, not just pages in a book, but bring that to life. And we can do that so that people can live life to the full. And that's what we're about. I'm going to say have a great weekend. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, I'm Dudley Anderson. The night was very dark. The wind howled through torn rigging. Lashing rain and smashing waters flooded the deck. All aboard were exhausted and feared certain death. But Paul, a prisoner on board, said, "Take heart, for an angel of God said to me, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar, and God has granted all those who sail with you.' Well, the ship ran aground near Malta, but all were saved. While making a fire, Paul was bitten by a viper, but he did not die. The result? A great revival on Malta. Often people say to me that their lives have been shipwrecked by circumstances beyond their control. But you know, God knows the plans he has for you. Look through your shipwreck and scorn its shame. God will use even your shipwreck to great effect. God Dragging is having faith in God's plans, even through shipwreck. More about God Dragging at surereality.net.